Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
And it's a beautiful day here in free America to be listening to the Smith and Rowland Unplugged podcast.
Sure. I like the way you said that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Free America. Free America.
Free America. And in this country, we can be free so far.
We can be free so far. That's right.
A little bit.
So far.
Well,
but
how's it going out there,
under attack. Yeah, it's going good.
They are.
It's going
good. Well, try this one on. Four more companies go full Bud Light, daring consumers to boycott.
Now, wait a minute.
That's right.
What? Say that again. Read that one more time.
Four more companies go, quote, full Bud Light, end of quote, daring consumers to boycott. While major banks downgrade Anheuser-Busch stock and Bud Light becomes a corporate punchline, a quarter of CEOs seem all too happy to join them. As the beer company implodes under the weight of the national boycott, their cautionary tale seems lost on four companies who've decided to follow transgender advocacy straight to financial insolvency. Who are the brands foolish enough to ride Bud Light tattered cocktails? Here you go. Number one, Target.
Target.
One of the first companies to stick out their necks for LGBT agenda is Target was woke before woke was a word. There you go.
Now, Target. Yeah, I want to hear the rest of these companies.
Okay, you want the rest of them? Okay.
Yeah.
Levi Strauss. How do you say it?
Levi Strauss.
Blue jeans.
Yeah.
Last fall, a longtime Levi's executive wrote a blockbuster book about the radical undercurrent at America's oldest jeans company called Levi's Unbuttoned. The woke mob took my job, but gave me my voice. The name of her book. Say's candidate behind the scenes tell-all made quite a splash, especially her frank assessment of upper management radical policies. She says today's executives reared these kids with an I'm your dad, I'm your friend parenting philosophy, and they chase their children's approval, she writes. They want to impress their woke kids with their own progressive bona fides. That's your Levi blue jean. And then the third one is Starbucks. Anyone who ordered a cup of the iconic Green Mermaid has been fueling more than their caffeine fix. They've been financing the movement to trans our sons and daughters. After a divisive pronoun campaign in 2019 called What's Your Name? Quote, the mega retailer one-upped America's other woke CEOs last year by offering to ship employees' children out of the state to change their sex. Your local Starbucks. Number four that's up to now. And I get this one. If you got your hat on there, Mr. Rowland, come on.
Yeah,
Are you listening?
I've got my hat on. I'm listening.
Hats
I've
on,
got you.
Ears perked up.
Notice
men who picked up a copy of 2023 swimsuit edition, hoping to see actual women at the beach, are in for quite a surprise with this year's edition. Instead of a biological woman on the cover, the woke magazine opted for Kim Petras, a busty man who underwent gender transition surgery at age 16. There you have the top four. Sports Illustrated. Listen, if I was a bunch of women, there's nothing going to be in Sports Illustrated but men playing ball and men on the cover.
You know,
Sports Illustrated, Starbucks, Levi, and Target. That's your top four are now joining Bud Light.
And the premise is, about that whole article that I think needs to be pointed out. The premise is, we're going to support this regardless of what anybody else thinks. Now,
that's what they're saying.
So that being said, they're saying we don't care if you shop with us or not. Now, I don't know what kind of business model that is, because it's literally insane. It's insane to have a business and say, we don't care whether you shop with us or not. What kind of a business model is that?
Well, it's a mindset that they're trying to be prevailing in America today, which is you've got our government, you've got we don't care what anybody thinks, we're going woke. It just runs over you. And so it's the same mentality. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that these companies think that we're going to shove this down your throat and you're going to like it.
And you're going to like it. And it's further proof. It's also further proof of what Robert F. Kennedy is talking about in this merger of the corporate world to the state. And that's the corruption. And I'll tell you, I believe that's also what motivates the swamp that Donald Trump talks about. So here we are in a situation where Target, Starbucks, Levi Strauss, and Sports Illustrated has said, we don't care what you think, we're going to support the transgender movement in America. And if the American people continue to frequent those establishments, they're supporting with their money an agenda in America.
And it says here, he goes on to say here that this the Sports Illustrated woman, whatever. Yeah. I was so excited when I got the call to be in Sports Illustrated. Petrus, a German-born singer, told Sports Illustrated, it's very iconic, and a lot of very iconic people have done it before. So it was a big dream come true for me.
My word in the morning. I don't know how much more we're supposed to see before we come to the conclusion that the Christian influence is gone in America. I don't know how much more evidence do we need before we embrace that idea as something that we can say, okay, here's a conclusion. The Christian influence is now gone in America. What do we need to do to restore it? Uh-huh. I don't know how further down the rabbit hole you got to go to arrive at that conclusion.
Well, Jeff, truly, as Christians in America, we have been living a luxurious life, you know, for 75 years, really, 50 for sure. We've had the luxury of living in a Christian nation. Now we find our Christianity being challenged. Well, okay, we're being challenged. All right, okay, we're being challenged. Yeah. And so, I mean, everybody's got the right to challenge Christianity. I'm not saying they don't have a right to challenge it. But now the question is when you're challenged, does anybody have the courage to step up?
Yeah,
now,
that's
you know,
it.
You
that's
and right. I, you and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. We were saying how you feel like you're hopeless, and so we could almost feel hopeless about America. But remember, I read this little thing on George Washington, and when he crossed the Delaware, and the British was all around him. You remember the story, and you've seen multiple of portraits of Washington on the front of that little wooden boat.
Yeah.
And they were absolutely, it was hopeless, he says in his diary. It was hopeless. British was surrounding them. All they had was some little boats for them to try to escape. And then all of a sudden this fog came in over the river.
Yeah.
And so they got to escape. It was hopeless. But he gave this fancy speech, if you will, and they're talking to the soldier about how you got to gain, rise up. Rise up. Where's your courage?
Yeah.
The courage arises in the face of hopelessness. There's something to do when you feel hopeless. You might die on this hill, but courage rises up and says, I'm going to stand on this hill. And if
That's
I die,
right.
I die. And if I live, I live.
That's right.
Called courage.
Yes.
And so there is something after hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not more hopelessness.
Right.
It's courage. And I believe, Jeff, what we need is Christians with some courage to stand up what looks like hopeless in America. And I really think the courage is where God might meet us with a mist of fog to bring derision to our enemies. So anyway, I'll just throw that to you. That didn't cost you a thing. But you discussed that yesterday somewhat, and back around to it.
Well, and two, we talk about companies like Target, we talk about Starbucks, we talk about Levi and Sports Illustrated. Let's also look at mainstream media that is out there now, and the lack of courage that they show to stand for simple truth. Okay, apparently we've lost Fox News, which is a shame.
Oh yeah, it's gone.
It's basically gone. So now, what I'm saying is the information flow that's out there right now among mainstream media is in support of what Target, Starbucks, Levi Strauss, and Sports Illustrated is saying. They're in support of that. You know, as a matter of fact, Fox News had a family on a few days back, and they were heralding. Fox News was offering this family as the typical American family that had a transgender teenage boy. Okay, they're in support of that kind of an agenda in America.
Right.
Now, at some point, Alan, I agree with you that it takes courage, but I think the opposite of courage is cowardice. We are cowering down.
Well, that's the two C words.
Yeah, we're cowering down to the agenda of the world, and there's a lot of people trying to make Christianity fit into that framework of just simply being cowards, and they're calling it love, or they're calling it grace, or they're calling it to fit their world agenda. And I got to tell you, that's when somebody's got to lift their voice and say, hey, this displeases God. It's a violation of God's holiness and of his word. And we need to stick to our guns. You're not finding many people that's willing to do that. And again, I say, everybody gets weary of talking about it, and then they stop talking about it. Well, the world don't get weary of talking about these things. They talk about it until they get their way. We're going to have to go past that point of weariness and continue to blow a trumpet and lift up a standard. If we don't, then our country's going to slip further and further away. Now, is it too far gone? Only God knows that answer. We don't know that answer. Yeah. Only God knows that answer. I can tell you this. For me, I will not frequent Target, nor will I buy a coffee from Starbucks. I will not wear a pair of Levi's, and I will not engage in Sports Illustrated.
I didn't do that anyway, but
me neither. Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. And I think that every believer out there should put them to the test. They seem to not care what others think. Let's see if they care when their profits dwindle. Now, maybe they'll still hold to their guns. They maybe will. But if they do, that's up to them. But I do think that stands have to be made at this point. We've got to do something.
All right, let me ask you about this one to change. This is just another article, Jeff, but it's a progression of what we're now talking about. With these companies saying they're going to join that. Now, right, here's the title of the next article. PETA, which you know what that stands for. PETA is people who eat tasty animals, teams up with AI to I'm sorry. Oh, forgive me, Lord.
That's good.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. For whatever. I now done forgot what it stands for. PETA teams up with AI to rewrite the Bible. They just welcomed it. Listen, once again, the left is trying to appropriate the Bible for its own political purposes, this time with the help of artificial intelligence. Yes, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that's PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, last week published a rather milestone rewrite of Book of Genesis entitled The Book, PETA's version of the creation story. The result is inherently offensive, occasionally a tad funny, but ultimately rather underwhelming. Trust me, I suffered through it reading it, so you, dear reader, don't have to waste your time. PETA, or the AI, which I am convinced probably provided the best bits of the dilapidated drivel, decided to be slavishly repeating original locations, keeping the rough structures of Genesis. So that yada, yada, yada. So here we got PETA is using artificial intelligence to rewrite the Book of Genesis.
Well, I got to say, Alan,
I mean, I don't know if that, I don't know if you've got anything to say in regards to that. It's not really your forte,
yeah, right.
But
it's
exactly does anything right. come it's to not. Mind?
Yeah. I'm almost speechless. So much comes to mind. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Will
okay,
somebody get a clue? This okay, is
you
unbelievable.
You got 5 minutes. Go for it, baby.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
PETA wants to make gods out of animals.
Yeah,
people want to make godlike creatures out of animals, and want to make a god out of being animalistic.
Well, that happens in the Book of Revelation now. But go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And here's my point. Here's my point. We are becoming. I read an article this morning. We are becoming the fastest growing religion in America is non-religion. It's non-religion.
Well, that's called paganism in the Bible.
It's called paganism. Exactly. In the Bible. Exactly. Yeah. So we are no longer a Christian nation. We're heathenistic and we're paganistic. Yep. And as a result of that, all we're left with is animal instincts. That's all that's driving this whole train in America is animalistic instincts.
Yeah.
What's created this whole thing. Now watch. When you violate the truth of God, I just got to say, I listened yesterday, and I would challenge everybody to go back and do this. Listen to the minor prophets. Read the minor prophets. And somebody tell me of the character of God as it is laid out in the minor prophets, and tell me that God is not offended by what's going on in our nation, and tell me how much longer we have until judgment rains down on this country.
Yeah.
The consequences of this behavior are being felt now, but the consequences are not waking us up. And because of that, judgment follows consequences when there is an unrepented spirit. So that's where we're at right now. We are hanging in the balance, and I think we've been weighed in the balances and we're found wanting. And I'm praying.
It's not looking good, Jeff. It's not looking good, Alan.
It's not looking good. And
can I give you the definition of paganism?
Yes.
As of dictionary, pagans believe that nature is sacred, and that the natural cycles of birth, growth, and death observed in the world around us carry profoundly spiritual meanings. So you can't say people that are pagans aren't spiritual. Human beings are seen as part of nature, along with other animals, trees, stones, plants, and everything else that is of this earth. In other words, paganism just sees a human. It doesn't see a human as being any different than a rock or a tree. And me and you know that that's what's happening now.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's where we're at. So it's like we said before, I can't remember what podcast we said, you made the comment, all you got to do is stick your head outside, you can tell if the wind is blowing.
That's right.
And that's
look
all
around
people have
you.
To do. Just look around and see what is predominantly being talked about among our leaders and in the world. Just see what's being talked about, and you can tell which way the wind's blowing. And people, I got to say this. I realize that it is a small group of people that's monopolizing the conversation, but there's a large group of people in support of that small group, and therein lies the problem.
There lies the problem.
The problem.
That's where the strength comes from. Well, if that's the case, would it not also be equally true that if people would stand the truth, that it would empower the truth and those that are trying to stand for it?
Absolutely.
It's like I said the other day, Jeff, it's, you know, I was talking to one person, doesn't go to church. So, well, he didn't see any need in going to church. And my response was that, and I said, well, listen, why do you go to a ball game? The reason you go is to encourage the team on the field.
Right.
And the more fans are there, the better the team plays.
That's right.
I said, church is not a lot different in that aspect. I said, you need to go to support the team. You
maybe exactly
don't want
right.
to go out and do anything, but at least support the team.
That's exactly
trying
right.
Trying to win
That's
this
right.
thing. Don't tear them exactly down.
Right. Yeah. don't make no sense to me. Well, and the thing is, I mean, again, just look outside and see which way the wind's blowing, because people don't go to church anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Church
beginning to be a.
Yeah, I mean, people don't go to church.
To be.
We've canceled services, and the services we do have are not nearly as well attended as at one time they were. What used to be a normal size church would be 150, 200 people.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
a normal size church is 40 or 50.
40 or 5,000.
That's right. That's right.
Let me read you one other thing here on this article. It says, in this incredibly sanitized version of the Bible, Cain isn't a murderer. Nimrod stops being a hunter. Hagar is a chef. A dog takes the place of Isaac on Mount Moriah, and there is no sacrifice. Pharaoh's butler and baker both live, and Pharaoh's dreams involve vegan preaching, not the famine responsible for uniting Jacob's family.
Well, I mean, if we start changing the word of God, then, you know, we don't have any hope, because there's no standard of truth at all. Oh, boy.
And it goes on, but I'm not going to read you anymore. It might mess you preaching up Sunday.
Yeah.
But they've changed a whole lot in the book of, it says that Joseph's brothers still decide to kidnap and sell their brother out of jealousy, but they also wouldn't dare harm a goat to dip his multicolored coat in.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Instead, it says they use beet juice. Yes, yes, they contemplated murdering their own brother, but God forbid they touch an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So they use beet juice.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, there you go. Live happily ever after on that one.
Well,
wow.
I mean, that's about all.
I wonder what Jordan Peterson have to say about that.
Well, I mean, he's got courage enough to call it like it is. It's a bunch of whack jobs that ain't got no brain left. I mean, that's exactly what he would say.
That's exactly what he'd say. Jeff.
And I'd say amen to him.
You're out of time. I'll leave you on that high note.
I'm glad I could be encouraging today.
I am too. Boy, I feel so uplifted right now.
Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I felt this uplifted.
Yeah,
all right, buddy.
All right, have Debbie. A great day. All
you
right.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith & Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.